This summer's entertainment thrills and chills aren't only to be found in the movies. In the first part of a two-part summer reading roundup, book critic Maureen Corrigan reviews two new suspense novels. One is about a daredevil lawyer. The other is about a pair of women accused of doing the devil's work.
I live in Washington, D.C., where there are more lawyers drifting around than pollen spores, and all of them read John Grisham. That was enough to put me off him permanently, but I was sick last week and my defenses were down, so I gave in and read The Rainmaker. Now I'm not sneering at Grisham anymore. Not only did I inhale the novel in one frantic day, but I actually found myself rooting for the lawyer hero to make big bucks. The Rainmaker proves once again that art is dangerous. When the novel begins, Rudy Baylor, who is about to graduate from Memphis State Law School, learns that the firm he'd lined up a job with has just gone out of business. Rudy is flat broke, and so he desperately begins airdropping his resume all over Memphis, but no nibbles. Finally, an ambulance chaser nicknamed Bruiser hires him. Life looks grim, but Rudy holds one wild card. As a law student, Rudy gave free legal assistance to some senior citizens, and he stumbled upon a shocking case of insurance company fraud. While still working for Bruiser, Rudy takes the headline-making case to trial, going mano a mano against a firm of tassel-loafered legal eagles. The suspense of The Rainmaker derives from the way it deftly manipulates professional class fears and fantasies. After his graduation, Rudy discovered that his law degree, which was supposed to be his ticket out of the working poor, is just a piece of paper. But now, if he miraculously beats the big boys and wins this case, he'll gain entrance into the wealthy elite. On the surface, The Rainmaker is an exciting David and Goliath morality tale. But deep down, it's really a white-knuckle thriller about finding and keeping a good job. In 17th century Spain, people had even bigger worries. There was widespread starvation, the plague, and the Spanish Inquisition. But forget your Monty Python memories of heretics yucking it up on the rack. In Catherine Harrison's lavish nightmare of a suspense novel, Poison, the Inquisition is nothing to laugh about. Poison tells the parallel stories of two doomed women. Francisca de Luarca, the daughter of a silk grower, dares fate by learning to read and sleeping with the village priest. Marie Louise de Bourbon is wed to Carlos, the impotent king of Spain. As years pass, the royal court blames Marie for the lack of heirs, and she starts faking miscarriages to convince them of her fertility and to try to save her life. I'm no expert on 17th century Spain, so I can't vouch for the accuracy of Harrison's historical detail, only for the atmosphere of Baroque menace it conjures up. We hear how soldiers of the Inquisition cut out their horses' tongues and wrapped their hooves in cloth so that they could ride up on their victims in silence. We also learn about crazed Carlos's health habits, how he drank only mother's milk and bathed in penitent's tears. Harrison's narrators tell their stories in charged poetic language that sounds slightly archaic without feeling fake. At one point, for instance, a grief-stricken Francisca describes her emotional state as two mirrors with nothing in between, a blank cold winter of feeling. Lots of fine writers, from Tennyson to Barbara Tuchman, have resuscitated the Middle Ages. In Poison, Catherine Harrison makes you rejoice that they're long gone.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed The Rainmaker by John Grisham and Poison by Catherine Harrison.